Okay.
Philly said for me on in just a second.
Okay, so.
She's reaching out to Boyd.
Okay. We'll wait for. Just so they don't miss out on any.
Do we need to go back into...
Yes, we're going to go back into... Yeah, we got off of closed session. We closed that, and then we're going back into open session. Right, that's...
I think you have to
make a motion to open the open session.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Let's go ahead and start with Nate. Let me...
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Is that Debbie I see back there?
I know.
Yeah.
Hi, Debbie.
How are you?
So good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
You too. All right, everyone. So obviously we've got a lot going on as far as the school goes. We've got some movement a little bit right now just in the financials. So we have had a couple of vacancies at the school within the past month that have left, that has adjusted some of the salary portions on our budget. I have accounted for those through the end of each of those paychecks and have adjusted our forecast to reflect that. I think there's going to be a little bit more movement coming up as well. And when those all get finalized, then I'll adjust the budget again for that. However, there's a few, several moving parts that we're going to be, Evelyn and I are going to be working on. We have a call scheduled for tomorrow to kind of iron out a bunch of those questions. And as we're doing that, then I can go ahead and adjust the budget real time as we're doing that if needed. So just know that, you know, we have everything that that is happening in mind. One thing that kind of came up in conversation was just what the effect of potential student count is going to be on the budget, right? So October 1st is the state's main measure for funding, for state funding. So really everything that we've seen coming in so far with that October 1st count, that is going to be what we're going to be funded on this year. Regardless of if we move up or down throughout the year on our enrollment, there will be some minimal movement in some of our local revenues, just like lunch money. You know, if we do have students come, then we can add lunch money to it, or if students go, then we can take away from that forecast as well. But state and federal funding is set. Okay. Our average daily membership that we have this year, if it fluxes at all, that average daily membership will affect next year and the funding that we have coming into the school, along with next year's October 1st count. So it's always important to be mindful of enrollment because it will affect a budget. It just won't necessarily affect this year's budget as much because everything has been set. Now, with that being said, I did send out the October financials. I did make a few of those adjustments to the expenses. Our big adjustments that are going to come with the true up, if you remember me mentioning that the past couple of months, is going to be the state's true up of our state revenue to our October 1st count. And I expect that they're going to be releasing that here in the next 10 days by the end of the month. We typically see most of that trued up at the end of November, and then there might be some residual true up in December on a couple of the smaller line items. But as soon as I receive that information from the state, my plan is to go into the budget and plug those numbers in. I always try to do an estimation on what that true up's going to look like, but the state has much better data than I do. I usually grab a month, a day in the month of what enrollment looks like, where the state has access to the daily data that the school has. So I'll review those projections and those revenues as soon as they come out and plug those in, and then update the budget, and I can send those out to the board as well. Just with the few things that have been moving around in the last few weeks here, our bottom line has increased. It's back into the positive, which is great news. And so our goal, obviously, with the team is to keep that in the positive and make sure we have a healthy budget throughout the rest of the school year. So we're almost halfway through, and we'll start getting some of those federal reimbursement requests submitted and that money brought in as well. But really, there is a lot of movement going on right now, and I'll do my best to keep you all updated and on the same page, so that way there's no lag or any confusion as to what's happening. Definitely want to, you know, be fully transparent through, you know, the coming weeks. So any questions as far as this particular budget goes?
I don't have any right now. I know we're going to meet tomorrow, so.
Yeah. As far as the audit goes, that is actually wrapping up. We should have that wrapped up in the next couple of days. We have all of the management letters and financial certification letters signed and ready to go. The draft report is not out yet. And as soon as that comes out, then I'll push that over to the audit committee and we can kind of take a look at that. But fiscal year 25's audit is coming to an end, and we'll get everything submitted to the state for you all and make sure that those are all in on time. And that way you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. You had a question for Nate, right? We had a question for Nate.
Oh, I have several.
Oh.
So many questions.
But we had a question that we mentioned earlier that Nate would. Sorry.
Oh, about the student count.
December 1 count.
Yeah. What is the window for the December 1st count?
Like the grace period. We have a grace period.
For December 1st?
Yes.
For student enrollment count, we do the October 1st count, and then we do one on December 1st. My question for you is there a grace period? And if so, what is that window?
Do you know?
So I don't think I'm following the December 1st count, because the state only measures the funding off of the October 1st count.
Okay.
Can I talk?
Yeah.
So Nate, this is Mallory Herring. The December 1st count is what SPED bases their money on. And so we have to do another count. They're just wondering if you know the UTREX window.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Sorry, I didn't know we were talking about SPED specific.
Yeah, because we have to do that submission and everything. I mean, even though so the state decides based on October 1st, SPED decides based on December 1st, and then their projection stuff is based on like our rollover count in June. And we have like a grace period for all of those, and all of our numbers have to be accurate at each of those counts. We just are wondering if you happen to know what the window is, because it's not popping up in UTREX as of right this instant.
You know, that is a great question. I don't know specifically what the grace period is on that. December 1st, it lands on a Monday, so that's kind of brutal as well, right? Coming back from a weekend and having that ready to go. But I can definitely reach out to some of my contacts and see if there is a grace period and what that is.
Yes, please.
And you can submit it early if we need to, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you have it queued up and ready, like going into that weekend, and just have everything ready, and then come Monday morning, if anything changes, you can do a quick little tweak to it. But yeah, I would have it all queued up and ready to go going into that weekend. I know that's post Thanksgiving, so even prior to Thanksgiving, I can't imagine numbers are going to change all that much. But I've learned over the years, the minute I say something like that,
yes, yeah, and we are going to have a family of 13 move into our school. and it's going to be glorious.
Yeah.
And there you have it. Absolutely.
The numbers that are going to change classifications. And those are things that always are crazy pants.
It's like throwing it out in the universe.
So
yeah, we're going to manifest it.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll look into it. I'll see if I can get an answer for you before then and pass it along if need be.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, Nate.
You're welcome.
Do we have... Tina, Kimberly, do you guys have any questions in regards to the...
No. Budget? No questions from me.
Okay.
Nope.
So I think...
Nate, just such a fantastic job that we are just good to go.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I shared the... I don't know if you guys got it in the email, but I also sent it to you guys, the budget that Nate shared with us via email.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you guys have any questions on that down the road or in the coming days, weeks, just reach out. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. We do have the next board meeting Wednesday, December 17th. At 4:30 p.m. Does that still work, Kimberly, Tina?
I'll make it work.
Wait, I'm when is
get
it?
In the car. Say it one more time.
December 17th at 4:30.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Does anyone want to make a motion to Tina?
I make a motion to adjourn, and it is, I can't see, 5:33?
No, 5:18.
Oh, we'll go with that then. I don't even know where I'm
5:18 p.m. Perfect.
Oh, that's what I'm getting to gymnastics. Just kidding.